And once your business of the day is over, perhaps you'll want to take in a movie. To help you choose, here's our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has summary judgment.
Our first film this week is Shark Tale, the latest animated blockbuster from DreamWorks. Starring Will Smith as a cocky fish who gets tangled up with the local shark mob, the film spoofs mafia movies. Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese pop up too.
I bring you in here, look you in the eye, tell you what's what, and what?
What?
What, what?
What, nothing. You said what first?
I didn't say what first. I asked you what.
No, you said and then what, and I said what.
No, I said what? Like, what?
Shark Tale smells fishy, say critics. Blatantly copying Finding Nemo, it's like something you wrap in yesterday's newspaper, snorts Rolling Stone disdainfully. The comedy is a familiar mix of movie in-jokes and watery puns. It's as if a team full of story editors sat around a whiteboard listing every fish gag they could think of, scoffs Premier. Will Smith is as charming as ever, and critics are titillated by Scorsese's rare cameo, but the characters are underdeveloped, even for 2D players, complains Entertainment Weekly. In the end, concludes the Wall Street Journal, the story leaves you snoozing with the fishes. Next is Ladder 49, starring John Travolta as a heroic fireman who flashes back through his life while trapped in a burning building. Joaquin Phoenix plays the buddy who tries to rescue him.
Look, you've been through a lot. What can I say? I mean, you lost your best friend, you've been through some bad fires. Seen a lot of buddies hurt. You know, maybe it's time for a change of scenery.
So I need to get out of the firehouse?
Well, I'm saying that you should ask yourself that question.
Ladder 49 is the firefighting equivalent of an army recruitment commercial, says the Washington Post. And critics aren't signing up. Entertainment Weekly calls the film a quiet salute, but everyone else has compassion fatigue. The Chicago Tribune dismisses a condescending and cloying melodrama, the Philadelphia Inquirer sneers at a series of Hallmark card platitudes, and the New York Times rails against platitudinous rubbish. As for the star, Travolta, as ever, is travolting, in a good way, says the Los Angeles Times. He exudes an oily charm that's at once irresistible and disturbing. But firefighters deserve a better movie, concludes The Onion. This one feels numbingly familiar. Finally, we have the limited release I Heart Huckabees. Three Kings director David O. Russell's philosophical comedy involves a poet-activist who hires a pair of existential detectives, played by Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin, to help him figure out the meaning of life. Jude Law and Naomi Watts are spokespersons for the soulless, Walmart-like Huckabees Corporation of the title.
Could get free, Brad, but you think you have to be Superman in control. And that means you are the source instead of part of the infinite. And that makes it too hard for us, baby.
Stop talking to me like that!
You hired the detectives.
You don't have to listen to every word they say.
How am I supposed to know which parts to listen to?
I'll tell you.
No, that's confusing.
Critics can't quite wrap their minds around I Heart Huckabees. The Los Angeles Times calls it Woody Allen, but for the semiotics generation. An LA Weekly says it's divinely nuts, but most reviewers think it's all head, no heart. The actors exchange coy, highfalutin banter with a vengeance, says Entertainment Weekly, but they never become human beings we care about. The film's strong anti-corporate theme makes it Fahrenheit 9/11 for the screwball set, adds the New York Times, but the New Yorker thinks it displays an element of liberal self-pity. If Bush wins, future historians should look here for signs of virtuous defeatism.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.